$1.7 billion project, and the entire budget of LDOT is only half that. Just wrap your brain around that for a sec.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:38, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. Joining us now, we've got Wes Moreno. He is the, it's kind of funny, my notes still have interim, but that's not true anymore. He is the full-blown, full-fledged, permanent, ongoing Escambia County Administrator. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. Got a meeting today, so we're looking forward to that. Before we get to items that are on the meeting, there was one thing that we have been talking quite a bit, and you and I talked about this last week, the changes, the initial announced change that HCA Florida West was not going to be taking Baker Act intakes anymore. They then changed and are now allowing for the next 90 days adult Baker Act intakes. The juveniles will have to go to Baptist. You and I talked about this, the significance of this for the county can't be overstated. It's a big deal. And there's a note in here from Chief Torcell that you guys have been working on the transportation plan. What people may not realize is that the county is required by law to have a transportation plan when Baker Act patients show up at one place and then have to be transported somewhere else. That's on you guys to transport them, right?
That is correct. And Chief's been working pretty hard on that. And, you know, that announcement, I think it kind of surprised all of us a little bit, and so we wish we'd had a little more lead time to get into it and work a better plan out as far as a receiving facility. I think that's what's being looked at now, and I know Sheriff Simmons is of course concerned because I saw his interview. He goes, well, you know, we can't ride these folks around for 8 hours, and so from our standpoint, you know, we want a good receiving facility. We want these folks to get the best care that they can get. But if not, you know, my fear, and I guess our concern, is that they wind up at our jail. And that's certainly not the place to get the care, the kind of care that they need. So, and I know Representative Salzman is also working on her end. So I think you'll see a lot of efforts coming together to bring that receiving facility online as soon as possible. Well, I know 90 days is a quick turnaround for that, but that seems to be the discussion and the direction.
Very good. And obviously seeing that transportation plan be updated, I think somebody had mentioned to me that the current plan actually still includes Lakeview, which they don't do those, the Lakeview ACU, and they don't do those anymore at all. So, getting that updated, sure, of course, is a good thing to be done. On the agenda today, you've got one thing here that just kind of caught my attention. I wasn't sure the significance of it. That's why I like to ask you. There's maybe something about the Midtown Commerce Park. That's the old Escambia Wood Treating Facility on the east side of US 29, the big old blank field where we did, you know, lay down of materials during Sally and all that kind of stuff. What is the item about? What are you trying to accomplish here?
So there are some smaller parcels that are adjacent to some existing businesses and that would, you know, could benefit those businesses by letting them expand and do some other things. But, you know, it has to have an economic angle to it when you put the proposal together or you put the offer together, however we structure. And so what we're doing this morning is really just asking the board to have a discussion and give staff direction as to, do we want to do an RFP? Do we want to try to do a direct sale? Do we want to try to do a 100-year lease? And then EPA comes into that a little bit, because we got that property from the EPA, and so we're trying to figure out from them as well, if we sell some of those properties, does the money go back to EPA, or is it just above the appraised value goes to EPA? So there's still some things that need to be figured out, but the first thing we need to do is just get direction from the board to move in whatever fashion they would like to see us move. I think some of them we could do a direct sale because I think all the elements of the economic development would be there, but we just need to get that direction. It's kind of been spinning around for a few years, actually.
Yeah.
So trying to get it up and then try to get it into the hands of folks who can actually use the property, and then plus increase our tax base.
Hey, when I saw that, and based on what you just told me, I'm very excited. Just because, long before even I lived here, that was the kind of thing where it's just laying there doing nothing. And, we kind of every once in a while bring it up and talk about, hey, could we do this or could we do that? And we talked about, jail siting and stuff. I mean, all kinds of stuff has been talked about for that. So if we could actually, instead of, the big plan to solve it all, just chip away a little bit at the edges and make some of that property available and then get businesses, as you say, generating tax base, that's exciting. Any progress is better than kind of what's been happening now. Speaking of that, this is not on the agenda today, at least I don't think it is, but I wanted to ask you where we stand with the advanced traffic management system, the two county run the traffic lights, increase traffic flow, that's supposed to be housed with, over there by W Street by the EOC, right, is where the ultimate location is going to be. Where are we at in getting that done?
So we have provided a survey and legal description to FDOT. And we're working through some of the funding aspects of that, and still kind of putting the plan together, if you will. But we are moving forward, and we're making progress there in that regard, working with the TPO and FDOT. And I think you'll probably see pretty good progress on that as we move into next fiscal year. Because it is kind of, it's got a lot of eyes on it, it's got a lot. Got a lot of traction coming out of FDOT, so we certainly appreciate that, and we're looking forward to bringing it on.
All right, very good. Well, yeah, I think we all are, because we've seen, frankly, tremendous success in the areas like on Davis Highway where you've been able to operate them, and especially now that we got that one light fixed, it just seems like this is the future, and the sooner we can get it, the better the traffic situation is going to be, and I know that's near and dear to your heart, given your background. We got the announcement this week that the governor is going to buy us some electric buses for ECAT, right? Is it 7 or 9? I forget how many it's going to be, but somewhere in that vicinity, right?
Yeah, I think 7 to 9. We were pleased to hear that announcement, the allocation of $2.7 million. It's a good start, I would say that. I don't think it's certainly enough to buy quite that many buses, but it's something we've been pursuing throughout the year. We submitted for a grant from FDEP earlier in the year, and we didn't get it, so we're preparing to submit again. And so we're hoping that with the recognition from the governor, that we stand a better chance of reeling in some more money to put with that 2.7. And there's a lot that comes into it. You got to have the charging infrastructure. You got to be able to work on them. And I think part of that stipulation is that you have to also surplus some of your older diesel fleet. And so it's a plan that we're putting together. Rodriguez is doing a great job with that. But, it'll be a slow grind, if you will, moving forward with electric buses. But we are very excited the governor chose us as one of the counties and recognized us, and so we're very appreciative of that.
Well, look, if you're able to get buses paid for by somebody else, and then in exchange they're going to force you, to sell the old buses, and I know from past experience that selling some of those buses has been very profitable, not buses, but trucks and dump trucks and stuff, been mm-hmm. very profitable for the county. That seems like, mostly all upside, aside from the fact that we're going to have to do the charging infrastructure, which I assume that's going to be something we pay for, the charging infrastructure.
Well, we're trying to get some grant money
to
do that. We're going to continue to pursue all environmental grants, use our state lobbyists, even our federal lobbyists with some of the legislative announcements that have been made as of recent. So we want to pursue all that money to see if we can bring it to Escambia County.
Very good. And last thing I want to ask you about today is the homelessness conversation. Again, just trying to, as I understand it, formalize a process by which the commissioners will then be able to vote on approving grant, some of this grant money, this $4 million we've got to these projects. Do you yet have a sense whether the board is going to lean towards Commissioner Burgosh's plan to each individual pick his own, or lean towards Commissioner Bender's, we're all going to do this together, or is that what we're waiting for today to find out?
Well, we'll see where the discussion goes.
Yeah.
I can tell you what we've been doing since the last meeting is When you look at the grant and look at this money, there's a lot of, again, a lot of criteria that you have to meet before you can even disperse some of these funds. So we've been walking the checklist. We've met with our continuum of care. We've met with our community partners. We put a survey together for public input, and we've developed an application for folks to fill out. And so all of that will be discussed this morning. You know, I know there's several ideas out there floating around, and we'll just see how the board goes and see what direction they send us in, I guess.
Yeah, and I, you know, look, I know you know this, but I'd hate to have it go unsaid and somebody forgets to talk about it. You know, let's just make sure in this conversation we bring these community partners in and get their input on whether these processes make sense. And I know you will anyway, but you know, there's a lot of folks that would want to make sure that we yep. mention that too. Oh, just one quick thing. Sorry, I lied. Just a quick thing on the buses. Are the buses, do you know, are they the full-size buses or are they slightly smaller buses? Because we're frequently having this conversation about, you know, having buses that are not fit for the number of riders. They're too large. And if we're already trying to save on fuel and charging and all that kind of stuff, do you happen to know?
I do not know what size buses these are. I can tell you that we've brought a consultant on to do a route analysis. I think we've talked about
yes.
this before.
Yes.
And we're doing a route analysis, you know. Also, vehicle analysis, you know, what size buses do we need, what type, you know, do we need to continue with these large buses or is there a better alternative for us? So we are continuing to look at all of those things there at ECAT.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to the conversation today. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. As always, Wes, I appreciate the work you do, and I certainly appreciate the time helping our listeners understand what's going on in our county. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you, Andrew.
6:50 here.